let's just start to think about anything you want to deal with right now, and then think about, okay, we're going to convene a court case. Now, sometimes, obviously, it may take longer than others. You may want to just get some of the things you want to do privately today, like ask God for a lie bust or a court bust, as we call it sometimes, to deal with what is it? You know, show me those areas which are influenced by any of these things. So I encourage you to close your eyes and just begin to focus. Just think about that, any issues. Maybe just ask God to reveal that. I ask you, Father, to open up heaven today and reveal any influences in our lives that have come from a result of those kings or nations that may have passed that on to us generationally through iniquity and through epigenetic effects within our DNA. Just open that realm and give revelation to each person here of some area that you would like them to be free from today. Now, by faith, we can call that court, the mobile court, into session. You may use the eyes of your heart and activate your imagination to picture that court and picture you standing there. We've just used your senses to sense that you're going to stand in the court, that God is there as the judge. Jesus is standing with you as your advocate. He takes his seat in that place of authority. Call for the accuser. Call forth that nation, that king, that effect, that sin, the familiar spirit associated with it. Just call and demand to hear the accusation. You are standing under the covering of the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and you have a legal right, clothed with robes of righteousness. And if you feel in any way guilt, shame, and condemnation, right now, receive robes of righteousness. You stand in and through what Jesus did on the cross, cleansed and clothed with new robes. So just listen for any accusations that may come. That accusation may come as a thought in your mind, an impression, a feeling, a sense, a knowing, or you just may hear it directly into your spirit. But once you hear it, repent, renounce of it, forgive and release where it came. If it was yourself, forgive and release yourself. If it was a generational line, forgive and release your generations. Now just hear the Father, who is the judge, make the verdict. Hear the words over that behavior, that mindset, whatever it is you've brought, not guilty. Receive that verdict. The Father writes it on a document, which is a legal document, which is your legal right to be free and separated from that behavior or mindset or bondage or addiction, whatever it might be. And as that judgment goes forth, the judgment goes forth against all your accusers, that they know that they have no legal right to accuse you again. unless you give them it. So take the authority given to you by the word of God and the verdict. Place it into your life as a foundation that enables you to say no, that enables you to rebuke the evil one, to take captive every thought, and to walk in freedom. And you can make a choice to use that authority every day of your life to give the enemy no more access, to close the door on all access, because you now agree that you are free, that you have authority as a son of God, and you have victory through the blood of Jesus and the cross, and you are an overcomer. You are called and your identity is to overcome, to have victory and to reign in life in Christ Jesus. And you are seated in heavenly places to enforce that authority to see God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Now this is just a short example, but I encourage you to make this a lifestyle. Use the authority you have as a son of God to stand in the court and just make sure that the enemy has nothing in you. Jesus said, "The enemy has nothing in me." We want to get that we are conformed to his image. We have our minds renewed so that we can stand as a son of God to effectively outwork who we are and fulfill our destiny in God's kingdom. Okay, so I encourage you, if you want to carry on with that today, maybe you want to spend some time doing that again, but feel free to know that you have access to use these things to get back what belongs to you. Whatever's been stolen, whatever's been robbed, to you, your family, your generational line, use your authority. Don't live in bondage or under the influence of the enemy when you can be over him. Jesus said that he's given us all authority over all the power of the enemy, and the enemy can be under our feet. So let's crush him there. Amen.